This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. New York and New Jersey have declared states of emergency as what's left of Hurricane Ida hammers the Northeast. Subway stations were shut down in New York City. Roads were flooded. Mayor Bill de Blasio calls this a historic weather event with record-breaking rain, brutal flooding, and dangerous conditions on the road. Hundreds of thousands of people in New Jersey and Pennsylvania have lost electricity. Some people in New Orleans have gotten their power back after Hurricane Ida slammed into Louisiana on Sunday, but other neighborhoods remain flooded and residents are still reeling from damage to their homes and property. President Biden will visit Louisiana on Friday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
He knows how important it is for people to get power back on. That is air conditioning at a time where it's 90 degrees, right? That is people being able to be in their homes. Maybe they're in hotel rooms right now and they can go back. There's a range of reasons why, of course, turning the power back on is vital to the people of the state.
FEMA sent tons of supplies, including generators, to the region. The Supreme Court will allow a controversial Texas abortion law to remain in effect. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
In an unsigned order just before midnight, the court voted 5-4 to deny an emergency appeal from abortion providers and others that sought to block enforcement of the law that went into effect on Wednesday. The Texas law, signed by Republican Governor Greg Abbott in May, prohibits abortions once medical professionals can detect cardiac activity, usually around 6 weeks, and before most women know they're pregnant. I'm Mike Hempett.
The head of the World Health Organization says he's against widespread use of COVID boosters for healthy people for now, saying poor countries need vaccine. He spoke in Berlin yesterday. This is AP News. America's top military officer says he knows the nation is hurt and angry over the Afghan war. He is, too.
I wasn't born a four-star general.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley says he's been there.
I have walked the patrols and been blown up and shot at and RPG'd and everything else.
War is hard.
It's vicious. It's brutal. It's unforgiving.
And it causes pain and anger.
And when we see what has unfolded over the last 20 years and over the last 20 days, that creates pain and anger.
Milley feels it, too.
Mine comes from 242 of my soldiers killed in action over 20 years in Iraq and Afghanistan.
He just has to handle it differently.
I'm a professional soldier. I'm going to contain my pain and anger and continue to execute my mission.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who, like Milley, commanded troops in Afghanistan, says everybody will process the pain differently.
And for those who think they need help, please seek help.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.